Now, we talked yesterday about how we were looking forward to what was going to happen with Britney Spears today, that she was going to be testifying in court, and she did. Now, let me just tell you that this is actually a developing story. It's happening while we are speaking. So the testimony started, then they took a break about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago or so, and they're supposed to be coming back. So what I'm telling you now is what I know as of now, what's already happened. Mm-hmm. Okay. There will be a follow up that we will probably talk about tomorrow. But let me tell you, this was shocking and heartbreaking. Okay. The judge starts by telling all the reporters, no photos, no laptops, only pen or pencil and paper, no recording devices of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But a Twitter feed called Free Britney Live tweeted the whole thing. And it was really beyond heartbreaking. So Britney told the judge, here's some of her quotes. They've done a pretty good job of exploiting my life. So I think this should be an open hearing. He, Jamie, loved the control he had over me 100,000%. After I told the whole world I'm okay, it's a lie. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I cry every day. Then she said this. This really showed what kind of control they had over her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I have an IUD inside of me so I can't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I want it out so I can have a baby. But this so-called team won't let me take it out. She's a 39-year-old woman, and her own father and the conservatorship and the attorneys will not let her take her IUD out to have a baby. 39. I mean, I don't think she wants to wait much longer. Do you know what I mean? Like, she wants to have a baby.
She doesn't have that much longer.
Well, exactly. She's a little bit longer, but my point is she's been wanting to have a baby and they have not allowed her. This is really shocking. The fact that they seem to have control over her body.
Well, how did she have the first two then?
No, you keep asking these questions. I told you that was all way before the conservatorship. The conservatorship happened in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
She was already getting divorced from Kevin Federline. She already had the two kids. This whole thing started because during the custody hearing, during all of that stuff where she was vying for custody of her two sons from, you know, Federline's kids, he sent a bodyguard to take the kids. She locked herself in the bathroom with the kids. That was the first 5150 hold they put her on. So she had already had the kids. That's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was after that that her father got a temporary conservatorship that eventually turned into a full-time conservatorship when he realized that she was worth $60 million at the time and he can control all that money.
Well, he should want more grandchildren then, you would think.
I mean, if he's as greedy as she is saying, and it does seem like it, that's more people to split the money with.
Yeah, that's true.
So he doesn't want that. The thing that was really upsetting is she talked about how her father completely controlled her life. And she would say to her mother or her brother and her sister, like, help me. They'd be like, sorry, can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
That her family completely abandoned her. Okay. She said it was very threatening and scary. So out of fear, she did this one tour that she didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she was sent on tour in 2018, and then she was sent on that Las Vegas residency. She didn't want to do either one of those things, but she felt like she had to.
Now, somebody was in the courtroom tweeting this the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. About the IUD thing, she said, this is her quote, I deserve to have the same rights as anyone does by having a child and a family, any of those things.
Yeah, that's just wackadoo. I mean, it's crazy to me that in this world we have to deal with somebody controlling an IUD, a parent of a 40-year-old. That's
right.
Just crazy. I mean, you can't even wrap your head around it.
Now, you and I said that when we interviewed her, she seemed a little out of it. And I'm not going to make any assumptions about that time. I'm just going to go by what our opinion was. I'd seen her before when I was at Z100. We interviewed her and she seemed fine. She seemed like a normal person. When you and I interviewed her, she did seem a little
valumed up.
Well, as it turns out, she actually discussed it today while she was in court and said that she was put on lithium against her will. She says it's a strong drug. You can go mentally impaired if you stay on it longer than 5 months. She said, I felt drunk. I couldn't have a conversation with my mom or dad or anyone. They had me with 6 different nurses. So there's a good chance that when you and I interviewed her, not only was she on lithium that day, according to what she's saying, is that maybe one of the people that was with her was one of these nurses that
makes total sense. I mean,
traveled with her. Yeah,
that is how I can explain how she was on lithium high.
Yeah.
With people around her holding her up. I mean, that's the exact feeling I got. So that makes sense.
This was really a shocking court appearance. The fact that she's finally speaking out and the things that she's revealing are all things that we've suspected all along. Mm-hmm. This is what started the whole Free Britney movement. We thought that she was being held against her will. And she finally said, quote, "The control he had to hurt his own daughter, he loved it. I worked 7 days a week. It was like sex trafficking. I didn't have a credit card, cash, or a passport." She said, "I'm traumatized. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane." She cries every day.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to hold up. If there's no way this is going to hold up in court. It's going to be thrown out of court. She's going to have her life back. There's no way. It's 2021. Right. She's 40 years old. Come on.
Well, what's happening is, so some of her real hardcore fans, like we're Britney Spears fans, but we're not, you know, the real, like, the fans that know her and have all the stuff, they are starting to reveal personal experiences they've had with her, but more importantly, times they've been with her, times that they've had performances with her or seen performances that she's done, where it's starting to dawn on them that something is wrong here. Mm-hmm. And she specifically talked about one performance she did in Atlantic City where she was not feeling well, she was sick, but they forced her to perform because they dehumanized her. They don't see her as a human being who gets sick and needs a night off. No, she's a product. She's a moneymaker. And this was already bought and paid for.
Show must go on no matter what.
The show must go on. So one of her fans posted, I sent you this, the tweet,
mm-hmm.
But the fan posted Britney performing when she had 102 fever. And she tells the audience, and she doesn't look okay, but they obviously pumped her up with so much stuff. Do you mean, like, if you're home and you have 102, you're bent over and you're out of it, they've pumped her up with so much stuff so she can perform, but she felt like she was vulnerable enough to actually tell the audience about it. So here's Britney performing in Atlantic City with 102
fever. It's getting really, really hot up here. I'm warning you. We're about to pass out. Actually, 102 fever right now. Okay, what's your name? Okay, Fred's gonna dance with us. Are you ready for this? Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, she's a machine. She has to keep performing. But look, she's bright red. She's sweating like crazy. No one else is sweating. They were just getting started. But 102 fever, they forced her to perform. So yeah, they used. So her fans are posting things like that, where they're like, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes total sense. I mean, that's a great way to explain it, that they had her like a puppet.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, and that's, you know, it's funny. That's the problem. You know, one of the things that I talked about in, I always talk about this in all my books about celebrity, and anytime I went on TV to talk about kids, celebrity kids, and what it does to them. I just want to be clear. There are more Scarlett Johansson's and Justin Timberlake's and Leonardo DiCaprio's than there are Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan's.
Mm.
Okay. So it's not that cliche of starting young. You remember she was a Disney star and she was on Star Search when she was like a fetus. Starting young that's not the problem. The problem is when you have a messed up family and they completely are using you just for income. And then the roles reverse. You're a teenager, you're a kid, and you're supporting an entire family. So when your mom says, go to your room, your response is, I pay for this room. You go to your room.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of messes up a kid who now has to be in charge of an entire family. And when the family is so dysfunctional and so unhealthy, like the Lohans we've seen and Britney Spears' family, messes up the kid. But most child stars, most child pop stars and actors and all that are not messed up. I just want to be clear about that. Like I said, there's Leonardo DiCaprio started when he was a fetus. So did Justin Timberlake. And Scarlett Johansson started acting when she was like 5 or 6. So there's more Beyoncés out there than there are Amanda Bynes.
But I think the first judge who granted this was on the take from her dad. There's no other way you can put it. I mean, she's 40. This is crazy. So,
well, but this was 2008. It was 2008 when the whole thing started.
Still in her 20s. So right. It's insane that this could hold up this long. If this doesn't get kicked out of court, then something's really fishy.
Well, yeah, now it should by now. Yeah. I mean, back then when they first put her on her first 5150 hold, having her medicated, that whole thing where she shaved her head, and remember she ran after one of the paparazzi and hit the SUV with the umbrella, and those pictures were everywhere. That stuff made her look crazy, but they made her crazy in the moment. They made her, she was basically having a nervous breakdown because of the way they were treating her.
Mm-hmm.
But so she never really got a chance to heal after that. She was kept in this medical state, basically, and controlled. That's what she's saying.
And I think back then when she shaved her head, she was on some other drugs too. It just wasn't that. There were some drugs that she got from the street. So, and I think she shaved her. I think she shaved her head because she didn't want to do a drug test.
That's
why I think she shaved her head, because they said, we're going to drug test you for heroin or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the way they could test you is hair. And the only hair that she had was on her head. She shaved it.
She has said, or people close to her have said, that the reason why she shaved her head was kind of a rejection of all things beauty and fame. And she was trying to look less attractive or kind of take back her life.
Mm-hmm.
So that was her. It was a statement. It was a metaphor.
Yeah. We'll find out one day. But I think it was.
Yeah, we'll find out one day for sure.
I think it was to hide the drugs.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're back in court. I'm sure we'll get more information on Britney as the night unfolds. And of course, we'll discuss it again tomorrow, because I'm sure there'll be, and I don't know how quickly we will get an answer from the judge, but I can't imagine that a judge watching this would wait too long to say, yeah, conservatorship over.